Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. If God be for us, who can be against us? The Apostle Paul exulted in the certainty that salvation by faith brings to all who believe in Jesus. That long-lost understanding of the Bible was uncovered by Martin Luther in the 1500s and rings even more true today. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we continue a series on the power of a clear conscience. Erwin Lutzer's topic is being forgiven forever, thanks to the gift of justification by faith.
You know that the Bible says that in Jesus we're in heaven already. It says in Ephesians 2 that we are raised with Jesus Christ. We are seated with him already in heavenly places. It is a done deal, and we can have the assurance that when we die, there will be no hassle at the border, because Jesus died for sinners. You know, my mother died a number of years ago. She died at 103. As many of you know, my father died at 106. I always called my mother every Saturday night, and she thought that maybe God misplaced her address. But one day, just to tease her, because I knew her so well and how she loved Jesus and had been gloriously converted, I said, "Mom, are you sure that when you die, you're going to go to heaven?" And she said, "I am as sure as if I already were there." Not because she was a righteous woman, though she was, but it wasn't her works that did it. It is totally, completely the merit of Jesus. And if you come to heaven and say, and God says, "Why should I let you into heaven?" And you say, "Well, you know, I tried to live a good life to balance the scales," God will turn away from you and you will be lost forever. Nobody gets to heaven because they've been able to balance the scales. No merit of my own, but thanks be to God, the merit completely of Jesus. There's another phrase I want to give you, and that is personal assurance. Personal assurance. You see, what happens is this, and I noticed that Pastor Colin Smith referred to this in a message recently that I heard over the radio. He said that even after you are acquitted by God, you can still have guilt feelings. Let's go back to that illustration I gave you earlier. You know, the one where the kid has violated the law, the judge pays for him. When he leaves the courtroom, he could still feel guilty. Because the boy could say, "You know, I was actually guilty of going beyond the speed limit." If you commit a crime and God declares you innocent, and of course there's a difference between God doing it and human beings doing it, because we have to have consequences and the judicial system. But if that happens in your life and your experience, you may say, "Well, God has forgiven me, but I still feel guilty because I did do a very evil thing." What you need to do now is to educate your conscience, because your conscience now is lying to you. Your conscience is telling you you are guilty of something that God has acquitted you for. So before others, you may have to live out the consequences of your guilt and your sin, but before God, the slate is entirely clear. But you and I may still suffer consequences and guilt feelings lie, and what you have to do is to retrain your conscience at this point. You can't go by feelings. They scream lies at us. One illustration, and I could give many of a similar nature. I was supposed to be speaking in a church in Michigan, and for some reason, I was very angry and discombobulated. I don't know if that word is still used, but you can kind of figure out what the meaning is. And I was parking the car, and in 10 or 15 minutes I had to speak at this conference. And I felt guilty, I felt like a failure, I felt all kinds of weight of sin. And I began to think, what am I going to do? Can I stand and preach and talk about all the beauties of the gospel going into the pulpit like that? So in the car, I was alone. I suggest you do this when you're alone. I spoke out loud to the devil, and I said, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, and is even now on the right hand of the throne of God, who makes intercession for us." And I'll tell you, within a matter of minutes, my conscience was brought in line to the truth of Scripture, and I was able to go there and to preach a message something like this one. And a missionary present said, if I had heard this message 20 years ago, I'd have been delivered from all of the guilt and all of the struggles that I've had on the mission field for the last 20 years. You see, what we need to do is we need to educate our conscience in accordance with the Word of God, because there are times, now you don't stifle your conscience. You don't go into drugs and alcohol to stifle the conscience. But what you say is, conscience, you form an important function in my life, but right now you're lying to me. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. You folks who are listening to this message, may I urge you to believe this to the very center of your being, that you stand righteous before God because of the work of Jesus Christ. And you stand on that. Now, you say, well, I have issues, though, with other people. I've wronged other people. And I'm going to be preaching a message about that still in this series. So please stay tuned. Finally, I want to zero in on the word elect. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? So who are the elect? They are the ones whom God marked out from before the foundation of the world, that he would overcome their darkness, overcome their unbelief, and savingly believe on Jesus. Well, you say, I don't like that at all. I mean, you motorboaters. Yeah, but. Well, let me tell you something. Don't complain too much, because you can find out whether or not you are a member of the elect. Is that fair enough? What you need to do, if God has worked in your heart, is to believe on Jesus. Stop trusting your goodness. Trust wholly in the work of Christ. Transfer your trust to Jesus alone, and then you will know that you are elect. That's the only way you can know, is by coming to Christ in humble repentance and receiving, by faith, the gift of eternal life. And then you can know. And you will know it by the work of the Spirit, by the assurance of the Word of God. And if you struggle with assurance, that can be very normal. All of us do from time to time. And that's why here at the Moody Church, we have prayer partners after the service. We want to help you in those areas. But the fact is this, that you and I must be aware of the fact that when we come to Christ, he will receive us. He will not cast anybody out who comes. So if the Spirit is working in your heart, you come, and you'll be a member of the elect. Then you'll know that you are a member of the elect. Maybe I could illustrate justification this way. I have a book up here. It's actually a hymnal. Let us suppose, and I'm thinking of a man that I interviewed years ago who eventually died of AIDS, and I think of him because his life was a mess, but he came to saving faith in Jesus Christ. I'll use him as an example, though I could use myself, I could use anyone as an example. But this is the illustration I gave him. I said, now, Roger, let's think of two books. This is your book. It says The Life and Times of Roger. Well, you open it up, it's pretty ugly. All kinds of sin, all kinds of betrayal. Over here, though, is another book called The Life and Times of Jesus Christ. You open it up. Nothing but beauty, perfection, meeting God's standards in everything, paying for our penalty. Wow, it's a beautiful book. In salvation, what God in effect says is, I'm going to tear out all the insides of your book. I'm going to take the insides of my book, and I'm going to shove it in between your covers. Oh, the life and times of Roger. Nothing but beauty, nothing about holiness. The book is so beautiful that even God adores it. That is the gospel. I love this poem. The terrors of God and of hell for me can have nothing to do. My Savior's obedience and blood hides all of my sins from view. My name on the palm of his hands eternity cannot erase. Forever there it stands, a mark of indelible grace. Has God talked to you today? Those of you who have never received Christ, you don't have the assurance of eternal life because you've been basing it on works, you've been basing it on your confession, and you have never personally said, Jesus, this moment, I believe on you. Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus right now, work throughout this audience here at the Moody Church, for those who are watching on the internet or listening by radio, in all of the different means by which this message will be listened to. We pray that your Holy Spirit will show people the beauty and the completeness of the gospel. May they believe on you right now. And thank you for your amazing love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When this message was completed here at the Moody Church, one of the staff members said, I trust that there are many people who are believing in Jesus Christ, getting saved as a result of this message. Because if you understand the life of Martin Luther and his struggle, you understand where many people are at in their walk with God, in their seeking freedom from a nagging conscience. But thank God that he was able to uncover the wonderful doctrine of justification by faith alone. And as a result of that, he himself, to quote his words, as I mentioned in the message, felt himself to be reborn and enter into the gates of paradise. What an experience. God wants you also to be brought to the assurance of faith. It doesn't come through baptism. It doesn't even come through confession. It comes by understanding that Jesus paid it all and receiving that gift freely as a result of his promises. You see, my friend, we need the gospel. And we are encouraged by the fact that as the gospel goes out, lives are touched when they begin to understand God's matchless, unbelievable grace. I hope that you take advantage of these messages. The entire series is called The Power of a Clear Conscience, preached here at the Moody Church with a great desire to see your life transformed because of the precious gospel of Jesus.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up Forgiven Forever, the seventh in a 10-part series on the power of a clear conscience. Next time, we uncover the roots of bitterness and tell how to uproot it for good. This series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the power of a clear conscience. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.